So I welcome you to the coaching session. I'm excited to be with you, Terry.
Thank you. Me too.
And my intention during our time together is to listen to you very deeply and to really see and hear what you're not seeing and hearing yet that will expand your business and create more income streams. How does that sound?
Oh, perfect.
Okay. What's your intention? What would you like to get out of our time together?
I'd like to be able to get my business to the next level. Where I'm sitting right now is pretty much I've got a I work online.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much 100%, well, 100% of what I do is online. I have a network marketing company. I have to rephrase that, actually. It's a streaming media company, first and foremost. That's a video company that I represent. I have a website called The Business Professional, where I have interviews.
Okay.
Now, that one, I really, the way that it's set up is we've sold bulk memberships, so I don't make any money on the front end of the memberships. That's where my licensees are able to go out and sell the memberships. So they're making money on the front end. So I don't make any money on the membership area on that one. Where I make the money is on the back end, where I'm promoting different products and services to the members. So there's that one. There's another one called Your Marketing Journal, which is a 365-day coaching session, which takes people from the very, very beginning of, I just got online, I don't know where to go. I've kind of, you know, I've been around for maybe 3 months, 6 months, and everything's so confusing, where do I start? So it's basically, it's a journal. It's actually a physical book that works with a private members area and a monthly coaching call, which is a group coaching call, so that we work people from the very beginning up through a full year's worth of setting up a business online and getting things running and you know, making money that way.
Okay.
There's that. And then there's copywriting. I have a copywriting portion of the business as well that I just started earlier this month. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but no, I'm kind of sitting at a specific level of business. It'll fluctuate from month to month, but generally between about $5,000 or $10,000 a month as far as the income from the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been able to, no matter what I've done so far, I haven't really been able to get to the next level, to break through that kind of the $10,000 a month barrier type thing. It's almost like a glass ceiling on me for some reason. And I'd like to be able to see by the end of the year to be able to get, you know, at least to the $20,000 or $30,000 a month level, to be able to say that, okay, now I've got a business that's really, what I would say is more successful. Ultimately, what I would like to see within a fairly short period of time, about 2 to 3 years, I'd like to realistically see the business doing about $100,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that my gut feel is that's the majority, probably 60 to 70% of that will come from the video business, because it has a network marketing commission structure, which makes it very, very lucrative. And I'm trying to focus a lot more of my attention there to be able to build that very, very quickly within about the next 12 to 18 months, and then work a lot of then from that business. Then there'll be a lot of residual
gotcha.
Income.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I'm sitting, but like I said, I mean, I haven't been able to really break through my kind of my glass ceiling. We have had some decent months. We had one month a couple of years ago that was, we ended up doing $40,000.
Great.
Which was, yeah, that was like, you know, phenomenal. We were just totally excited about it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, but of course that's when you say that, of course it's also $40,000 of of business sales. That's not $40,000 my personal income.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But
gotcha.
Still, I mean, that was that.
But
was
it's breaking through that ceiling that
exactly,
you get there. Okay.
Exactly. I mean, we did do that once, and so there has been some other decent months. We've had $20,000 months a couple of times where
okay.
we broke into there. But what I'd like to do is consistently, even if at the very first kind of step, if I could consistently hit $10,000 a month you know, at least in the beginning, and then take it to $15,000 a month. And it's the consistency that I'm really missing, I think, in the business. So we'll have, you know, there'll be spikes where, like I said, you do $40,000 one month, and then you'll be down to, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 for the next 2 or 3 months, that kind of thing.
So it sounds to me like you are looking at multiple streams of income, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that in your belief system, somehow, you've got tied in this 10,000 ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time that you want to create more money and you want to allow in more money, you use the word but a lot. So let me kind of tell you what I mean by that.
Okay, yeah.
Well, we had a $40,000 month, but...
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd like to have a $10,000 month, but... So I just want to put that out to you. I'm not sure what your beliefs are about the universe, spirit, God, whatever. But if you believe in any power that's higher than you, that power is receiving that as the message.
Receiving what?
Receiving the but, which is basically, ooh, it's kind of putting in the brakes on it. Well, we can't really do more than that. So what I call it is actually gas brake. You're stepping on the gas. You're going, man, we had a $40,000 month. But, and when the brake goes on, it's like you change the station and the universe doesn't know what to bring in.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Are you familiar with The Secret, the Law of Attraction?
Oh, am I ever.
I knew you were. Okay. So here's what I want you to imagine. You're sending out a giant signal of energy that's like, yeah, $40,000 a month, and then you're taking it away, and you're changing the station. It's like if I were tuned into a radio station in my car, and I'm driving, and I'm listening to something, and all of a sudden you get that static.
Yep.
You're creating some static. How does that land for you?
You know what? That's just like a big aha moment for me. That is a light bulb right there.
Good.
Yep, bingo.
That's what I heard. Let me ask you a few other things that we can get some clarity on. What do you think your greatest gift is in business?
Communication.
Okay.
I love writing, and mm-hmm. I love talking to people.
Okay. So communication, and how many of your income streams allow that?
All of them.
Great. Okay, I'm trying to see if you're perfectly fit on things.
Let's just say, gut feel all of them, but the copywriting mm-hmm. is my writing, so that's definitely there. The video business is definitely there because I'm talking to people all the time. I create videos and I talk to my camera. So
that's communication.
Communicating there. And the business professional is interviewing people. All the time, and your marketing journal is coaching. So, everything
okay,
is in communication.
Good. So, I first want to point out to you, Terry, that you are aligned. In other words, you're using what your gifts are. It sounds to me like you're aligned with your passion,
mm-hmm.
right? Your passion about these things?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, now that we have that, to me, is like the major form of clarity.
Uh-huh.
So, what I'd like you to take a look at is the number one, what I call question that you want to ask the universe, the number one question that you're saying, gosh, if only I could figure out X, what would the one question be?
I would have to say, how do I make more money?
Okay. How do I make more money? So I want you to hold that question for just a minute.
Okay.
And then I want you to answer that question. How would you make more money?
I'm going to need to leverage my time.
Okay, leverage your time. That's number one. What else? And let me back up. What do you mean by leverage your time? And give me a clear action that goes with this, if you would, Terry.
The first thing that pops in my mind is the video company that I'm working with for the streaming media. Their commission structure is a network marketing commission structure, which means I basically build the business in two respects. Number one is on the retail side, where I'll go out and talk to customers, and they come into the business, and when they sign up, then it's a residual income. It's a monthly income. So once they sign up once, then I'll talk to them back and forth as far as the product, but then I'm going to be leveraging my time because I don't have to talk to them every single day.
Okay.
And the money's just going to keep coming in because it's residual as long as they keep their account. On the other side of the business is the true leverage, where I help other people build a business the same as I'm doing, and I'm able to then leverage my time through them. So I'll take and train them. Basically, it'll be a 30-day one-on-one process, and then we get into a group. It's basically one-on-one plus group coaching, and work them into that business and show them how what I do in my business so that they can duplicate that and do it themselves. And then I'm leveraging my time by allowing others to do the same thing that I'm doing.
Okay.
Gotcha. That was the first thing that popped in my mind about leveraging. Now, that's going to be able to bring in more income that I'm indirectly responsible for, but not something that I physically have to spend 1 hour and bring in $200, that kind of thing.
Okay. So leveraging sounds like it's one way to bring more money in.
Yeah.
What else?
One of the kind of the typical ways of increasing cash flow would be to raise prices.
And what's going on as you're saying that? How's that feeling to you?
Right now, it doesn't feel like the right move.
I could hear that.
Reason being, now pricing standpoint, what I'm thinking about is copywriting. I've just kind of started breaking into the market at the first of this month.
Okay.
And even though I've got very good responses from the work that I'm doing, I'm still, fresh into the industry. I'm not fresh as a copywriter. I've been doing it for quite a while, but I haven't been out doing it for other people. I've been doing it for myself. And to just suddenly go from a level which is, I would say, fairly reasonable now. It's the low end of the scale still as far as copywriting.
Okay.
Now, just to give you an example, just to write a sales letter for a website, I charge $1,000 for that.
Okay.
I have colleagues who are also copywriters that charge $10,000 to $20,000,
mm-hmm,
for doing the same type,
mm-hmm,
of thing, but they've had 15 to 20 years of experience writing for other people as well.
So let me just put some challenges out here.
Okay.
You told me earlier when we were chatting that some of the copy you've written has had outstanding results. Is that true?
Yep.
Okay. And the copy that you've written for yourself in your own businesses, has that been effective?
Very, yep.
So what I observe is that you are a very talented copywriter, and that the feedback that you've gotten is, wow, your copy really works. Mm-hmm. And I'm really going to challenge you to step into, I am a copywriter and I deserve higher dollars because I do a darn good job.
Okay.
So I want to challenge you to raise your rates, and I want to challenge you to raise them tomorrow, the next person who comes along.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny because my thinking is, okay, I'm still kind of, in my mind, I'm kind of green coming into the industry. Although it's not green like it's the first time I've ever written copy.
Exactly.
But that's a nice little shift of perspective to actually look at the product as opposed to the length of time that I've actually been doing it for other people.
Yeah, just think about this for a minute, Terry. Some people may be doing it for 10, 20 years and not getting the kind of return on investment response that you got.
Right.
So personally, I'd rather hire somebody who can get me a great piece of copy and a great percentage of people reading and acting on the copy than someone who's been, I've been doing it 20 years. I really want you to let that sink in.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
So, copywriting, you're going to increase your fees.
Yeah.
What to?
That's a good question.
I didn't think I was going to let you off that easy.
Yeah, right now, just for a sales letter on the internet, just a normal sales letter for the website, I'm charging $1,000.
Okay.
Now, like I was saying, I mean, colleagues of mine are charging $10,000 to $20,000.
Okay.
For doing that. Plus, I have a little bit of a my unique selling principle of it is I write the copy, but then I also design a website for them, or
And you're doing all that for $1,000?
Yes.
Okay, how does that sound to you?
Now it sounds silly.
Okay, good. Sometimes we have to talk about these things to realize it. And I really want to, you know, think about that, how much your time is worth, the value of your time. You could be off spending time with your family.
Yep.
So how much is that going to be now?
I could probably say $5,000 and I'm still competitive.
I believe you absolutely would be competitive. I have no doubt that you would be competitive. And the best way to experience it is to begin to tell the next three or four people that that's your price and see what happens.
Okay, yep.
And, you know, if that goes well, great, then that's your price. If, you know, there's a little resistance, maybe it's $4,800, $4,500. I want you to start with the bigger number, the 5,000 number, and to feel very confident about that. My gosh, what is it that you're doing? Writing copy and doing the web piece? Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Okay, you got that?
Got it, yep.
Okay,
All right. You know what? I don't know what you just did there, but it I went from a feeling of being uncomfortable raising my prices to being suddenly I feel so confident this is the right thing to do.
Good. I believe that. I feel that. And what's most important is that you believe that and feel that.
I do now.
Good. And there's, by the way, different tone of your voice. Very different tone. Much more confident.
Okay.
Let's do one or two more so that you keep seeing.
Can we stay all night?
Can you see how easy it may be to break through 40,000? Can you start to see that?
Yeah.
So keep going. How else are you going to open yourself up for this?
Let's see. The leverage we've got, raising prices. One very obvious way is I need to increase the size of my database. I have, working within the internet marketing industry, I shouldn't say internet marketing, Gary Halbert had a beautiful way of putting it. He said, you know, I get really tired of hearing people talking about internet marketing. You're in marketing, and you're using the internet as a vehicle, but the process that you're using for the internet is exactly the same process you use in direct marketing and all the other types of marketing. So I have to say that I'm in marketing. But I have been very kind of lax as far as building my database. So I guess my database now is probably around, my main one is around about 10,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch of different databases, but the main one is about 10,000 people now. I haven't really done a whole lot of work on building the database, but it consistently brings in sales every day because I use autoresponders. Like my newsletter is done on an autoresponder.
Okay.
And it consistently brings in sales every day without, you know, you write the messages once and let it run. So if I increase the numbers in my database, as long as it's still quality people, that's going to increase the income from that part of the business as well. So that'll be, I guess that would kind of be under leverage.
Yeah, that is a piece of leverage. And how would you get your database to 100,000?
I was working with joint venture partners doing it that way for a while, but I find that it takes a lot of time.
Okay.
I mean, of course, the cultivating relationships and whatnot is the one side of it, which is great. But getting, kind of working a joint venture so that I promote for one person's list and they promote for mine, I just find it's very, very time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I meet a lot of great people and it's great, you know, building the relationships, as far as just focusing on how am I going to build a database quickly, my gut feel is that I'm going to have to go in and do some pay-per-click advertising, you know, maybe buy some e-zine ads. And get into some magazines, like physical print magazines.
Great.
And work it that way. But I think that's more where for me is more of a time efficient way of doing things, is actually use the money instead of the time to be able to build the list.
Gotcha. And every piece of time that we use costs us a lot of money. Most people don't realize that.
Exactly.
So that's another way. Building your database, I think, is very important. So more people get to know you, more people have a chance to connect with you. I definitely think pay-per-click has value. That's a great idea. Advertising, magazines, all of these things. So I'd like to see you taking action on all of them.
Okay.
And as of right now, how much money, roughly, do you think we may have opened up and let in for the next month?
Well, if I get one copy client, there's $5,000. Database, if we can increase the database, I mean, that could be another $3,000, $4,000 there.
Mm-hmm.
Continually working on the streaming media business. That one, I mean, that one's still in its infancy, but I would expect within the next probably, let's say, 60 to 90 days, that one should probably be up around, I'm guessing, probably around $4,000 or $5,000 a month.
Okay.
Because I'm working that one very actively as well. So, yeah, that'll be, yeah,
sorry,
if I could get one copy client and work in the other, yeah, then that would break my $10,000 glass ceiling.
Yes, that would definitely do it. So let's think a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Why one copy client?
That was the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay. Well, how many would you like to have? Realistically, how many would you like to have?
From a realistic standpoint of the amount of work that I would put in, I could probably do comfortably two clients a week.
Okay.
So if we said eight clients in a month would be comfortable.
Okay. Gee, what does that add up to?
That's $40,000.
So there's $40,000. And then we've got other streams, right, Terry?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so the message to the universe is 40,000 or greater.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to amp up my success in my business. I'm going to reach more people, serve more people, and I will be bringing in an income of 40,000 or greater.
Yes.
So what shifted for you during this call, and what actions are you going to take?
I think My confidence in actually believing that I should be charging more for the copy. I think that's kind of one of my big aha moments right there.
Mm.
You just suddenly clarified that, where it was, you know, I thought $1,000 was, you know, that's okay, but you know, I can see that's wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you really thought $1,000 was okay. I think your confidence level said, oh, that's where I better start.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely
okay.
Right.
Keep going.
I think what I need to do is, what I find a lot of is I get involved in the working on the project and not on, this is going to sound silly because I'm a marketer, but I work too much on my projects and don't market them enough.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, I'll go ahead. I've got products that I've created and they're just sitting kind of on a website because I haven't really marketed them. I get excited about doing the project. I get it completed, and then I get excited about doing the next project, and I never put the time into marketing it. So definitely I need to, that's kind of an, I just popped into my mind. That's another area that I need to work on.
So if you marketed some of the products that you have that you haven't been marketing, that would create sales too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And the definitely what I need to do is I think I can kind of back up here. I think what I need to do is to really sit down and draw up very, very kind of almost strict guidelines for my company, because I have never actually done a business plan for the company.
Hmm.
I'm kind of getting the feeling that right now I'm going to need not so much a business plan I'm going to take to the bank, but very strict guidelines to the, you know, the copywriting is this segment. You know, I've got to build a database doing this, and you know, working with the streaming media is going to do this, and this is exactly how I'm going to do it, so that I have a plan. Because I'm much better if I can sit down at my desk and I have a to-do list, and I click that, I've done that, tick that off, I've done that, as opposed to sitting down at my desk and thinking, oh, what am I going to do today? And then you can go and do a million things, but you don't get your stuff done that you were supposed to.
Yeah, yes.
Which I have been doing much, much better, because I have, what I do is, the first thing I do when I sit down in the morning is to, I do 1 hour of my email. If it's done, whether it's done or not, that's an hour.
mm-hmm.
and end up being behind on my email mm-hmm. sometimes, but it allows me to go ahead and get the copywriting done because I'm booked now copywriting wise until the middle of next month. So it allows me to do my, it gets my work done, but I need to focus a lot more on my marketing. And I think what I'm just talking to you, I'm gonna work on my databases, get some pay-per-click campaigns going, some magazine ads, e-zine ads, that type of thing.
Okay.
As soon as we're done this call, I'm gonna go and raise my copy prices.
Yes, good, good.
And start marketing that. I haven't really marketed the copywriting because I'm booked up until, like I said, the middle of June, and then I'm leaving the end of June for 3 weeks for holidays. So I'll raise my prices, but I don't think I'll start marketing until I get back in in kind of July.
Okay.
To make kind of doesn't make sense to market and then
sure.
not be able to help people for 3 weeks.
Sure. No, that's perfect.
I suddenly feel very, very clear on the fact that I need to sit down and plan the business more.
Mm.
Really kind of put together some guidelines as far as what am I going to do, kind of my to-do list. One of the things, you know what, and this just popped into my mind too. I've done goals. I set goals. I have my dream board and all that type of thing.
Right.
And when I set goals, this isn't the first time that I've kind of set goals and say, okay, this month I'm going to start doing $10,000 a month every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I never hit the goals.
Why is that?
I keep setting them, and I never hit them. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know what? I wonder if it's because I keep saying but, like you
mm-hmm.
said.
I put it
out there and then think, you know, I'd like to hit $10,000, you know, but I'll probably only hit $5,000. That kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah. I'm a really good copywriter, but I can only charge $1,000.
Yeah.
I think that's a word.
I got to get rid of it.
Yeah, I know that's a word that is really key for you. No more butts. Get your butts out of here.
Yeah, get my butt out of here.
Get it out of here. Every time you notice it, don't chase it away, but go, there it is. And just, you know, kind of see it. It feels to me very much like you are aligned. You know what you want to do. You're very clear. You have good clarity. You can come up with the action steps. And the only thing getting in your way is you and your belief system. So I want you to amp that up, plug it in, get on fire, and everything and anything that you want to do, I want you to really come from, gee, I need to believe this, and if I don't, I need to figure out why I don't.
Perfect.
Because as soon as we started to figure out why you were charging less for copywriting, you started to laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how you're going to bust through some of these beliefs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
You did a great job in terms of flowing with the coaching session, talking out loud that helped you create a lot of ideas, and just answering some powerful questions, Terry. Really outstanding job.
Cool. And I feel very clear.
Good.
On where I need to go.
Good.
And a lot of what I find is I'm doing a lot of stuff. But it's, you know, when it comes to the copywriting side of things,
mm-hmm.
it takes quite a bit of time, and I feel I've always got, you know, 10 projects in the wings, everything's going on, but I never have enough time to actually get to each individual product
mm-hmm.
project. If I increase my copy prices, I decrease my number of projects I'm working on, and decrease my clients. Because a lot of the clients then, you know, aren't going to be able to afford the services, but then I'm going to be able to pick up clients that can afford the services.
Mm-hmm.
And then that really helps free up a lot more time to be able to get everything else done.
Fabulous. It feels like a puzzle that you just put together.
It really does.
Yeah, I just saw it all coming together, like the jigsaw pieces all fell right in there.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's a work of art.
It's a work of art. So go enjoy your work of art. Create it. And I look forward to hearing about your successes.
Absolutely. Now, what from your perspective then, what do I need to do now? What's the next action step?
Good question. The next action steps are really two things. The first is to, as we talked about, notice where you're stopping yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And get yourself restarted. So anytime you put a ceiling out or you say, yeah, but, I want you to really look at that, and I want you to change it up.
Okay.
And the second thing is, for each of your revenue streams, I'm going to challenge you to look at them and to ask the question, get ready for this, you sitting down?
I'm sitting.
How can this income stream go to $100,000 a month or more?
On each one?
On each one.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
People get results by asking the right questions.
Yep.
And we're not trained to ask the right questions. So you are going to start to ask yourself new questions, and you will come up with new answers.
Excellent.
And that's what I would put out there for you.
Awesome. Awesome. That's
great.
That's great.
So did you get value?
Did I get value? I feel like I've just got a new life. There's no way for me to actually describe exactly what I just kind of went through some sort of transformation or something. I almost feel like if there's a glass ceiling,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like something is holding me back, I just feel like it just suddenly opened, and I don't know how to describe it, Terry. It's just kind of just talking to you. It's kind of like open it and it makes it very almost obvious. Why didn't I see this before? Type thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to structure the business now. I would never have asked myself how am I going to make $100,000 a month from each income stream. I kind of combine them, but I think if I put my head to it and look at each one and say how can I do that, definitely we can find a way to do it.
Exactly. And if you're asking the right questions, you'll come up with different answers. And it's just opening things up and asking the bigger questions. And when you notice yourself, Terry, going to ask a smaller question,
mm-hmm.
just open up and say, okay, it needs to be bigger. Needs to be bigger.
You know what? I haven't asked the big questions, because when I set my goals before, I never actually hit the ones that were the smaller ones. And so I guess...
Well, of course you didn't. You were going, but.
Yep. Not anymore.
Exactly.
No, that's perfect.
Good. I'm glad I could serve you. Good.
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Well, yes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
That is cool. So is that the whole process that you go through with somebody on their first...
Yes.
Business coaching call?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what happens in the second one then?
Now, the second one, typically they came back. They've already taken some action.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have, like in your case, they still are showing up, talking, and stopping.
Okay.
They're still stepping on the brake a little bit. It just doesn't go away like automatically. It takes
right.
a little work. So I'll help point out where that is so they can notice it. And then I do a technique called bridge beliefs. And I teach that to them and then have them use that with me on the phone.
What's that?
And bridge beliefs is basically have them take a piece of paper, divide it into three columns.
Uh-huh.
The column on the far left says current belief.
Uh-huh.
The one on the far right says future belief,
uh-huh.
and the one in the middle says bridge. And what I do is have them share all of their current beliefs about their business, everything. Write them all down, and
okay.
we do it together. And then we go to the future belief that's so far out, they don't believe it, they couldn't believe it. Making whatever it is, 100 million, whatever it might be a big goal, might be getting my business done in 2 days and laying on the beach the other three. Whatever it is that's way too big that they can't believe is possible, but they really desire.
Uh-huh.
And then we go to the bridge. This is the big part of our work. The bridge is the baby steps. Affirmations to me do not work, because when people give an affirmation, their brain reinforces what they don't have. So if you go, oh, I can see myself weighing, 90 pounds, and right now you weigh 150, the brain's saying to you, no, you don't. You weigh 150 pounds. So
yeah.
you're not affirming anything except for why it can't happen. So what I recommend doing is taking these tiny little baby steps. So, for example, weight loss is always easy. I'll use that. The current belief is, I'm 50 pounds overweight, and I want to lose weight. The future belief is those 50 pounds came off easily, effortlessly, without dieting, and they're staying off. Okay, now a person doesn't believe that at all, so we leave that way out there. But I say, what's a tiny baby step that you can take? And what they'll typically do is take a giant leap. You know, I can lose 20 pounds this month, or 10, and I'll say, forget that, smaller. They'll go, I could lose a pound, smaller. And smaller might be, I'll eat an apple for my snack today instead of pretzels. I get them to go smaller and smaller until it's something so small they absolutely believe it. It's a piece of cake for them to do it. And then they come back next time and they go, well, of course I believe that I could eat an apple. I've been doing that for a week. Okay, so what's the next belief? And we go, belief, 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 and all of a sudden they're on the other side of what they wanted. So that's a very involved process. I gave you kind of the quickie version. But wow. We do that on the next three sessions and go very, very deep on that.
So how long would a typical coaching session be? For example, like this would be the first session.
Mm-hmm.
Then would I come back to you next week, next month? When would be the second session?
Next week. I like to work with my clients 3 weeks out of the month. That gives them 2 weeks to do a lot of work, or 1 week to do a lot of work, depending on the month.
Okay.
Because they've got to be doing the work in between. So we typically meet three times. The sessions are an hour, but what I have the client do is if they need to check in on something or something great happens and they want to share it, anything like that, they can call for 10-minute sessions at a time anytime they want.
Okay.
And they can reach me on email all the time. So the client never feels alone.
Right.
And I would say you're not paying for the coaching time. You're paying for the entire package of coaching. It's not just the 3 hours. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So is this kind of like a one-month process, or how long would this go?
Great question. When I start with new clients, I ask them to commit to coaching as a process, that we're not going to slap a couple Band-Aids on things, because I've done this with people in the past when I was a consultant. We'd, you know, put a Band-Aid here and there, and it would fix a company or a person for a while, and then the Band-Aid would come off, and we'd have a big, ugly sore again.
Right.
So coaching is so different than that, and that's why I love it. I say commit to the process for 6 months. There is no contract. The door is always open on either side. We, for whatever reason, can say, you know what, don't want to coach anymore. It's fine. No worries. But I want the client in their head to be very committed to a process of coaching. Some pieces happen fast. Some pieces take longer. As I get to know the client more, I can see more issues, what's underneath their beliefs, their stories, and so we can work through all of that.
Okay. Now, what would be a price point? How do you price out something like that?
My coaching is $15.50 per month.
Okay.
And what I really want people to know about coaching more than anything is, in terms of coaching, you should be able to see a return on investment. Not just I walk away and feel good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people can make you feel good. Go get a massage, you know, I'm trying to clean that up. But I truly want people to say, okay, this is something I got a return on. I'll give you an example with one of my very first coaches, like 10 years ago. I was looking to see how I could leverage my articles and figure out, you know, I write so many, is there a way to get paid for them? And over probably a 5, maybe 6 month or 7 month process, we came up with 112 ways to leverage my articles. And by the time we finished leveraging all of my articles, I made over $75,000 on things that I had written based on those leverage strategies.
What are 112 ways?
112 ways, yep.
Do you have a book on that?
You know, it's really funny. I've kept them as like this little secret. I truly have. And every once in a while, I open the file up and I go, I really should put these 112 ways into a book or something. I promise I will.
112 ways to leverage your articles would be fantastic. I mean, everybody online who's in an online business writes articles.
Yes. I'll get that out there. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to reverse the tables. Can we say that we could do that in a month?
That's right. That's right. Very good. Very good. I'll be
working
on it.
Book.
I really really will be working on it. Seriously, I wrote it down. I said, that's time. I've looked at them recently, and you brought it up. So thank you for that gift.
That is cool. Yeah, because that's something I would definitely be interested in, 112 ways to leverage your articles. Now, just another thing that pops into my mind. So we're looking at roughly $1,600 a month.
Yes.
Now it's a chicken and egg thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I come to you and say, you know, that's pretty much a stretch for me to say that I could hire you for $1,600 a month.
Mm-hmm.
What do I stretch to do that because I know that you're going to be able to help me make more money?
Yes.
Or do I wait until I actually can make the money and then I come to you and say, okay, now I'm ready?
You need to do it early because everybody can procrastinate with their money, and you can say, oh, well, I really don't want to spend the $1,550 this month, or I don't really have it, and the next month it's something else, the next month it's something else. And the difference between successful people and non-successful are that successful people find a way to do it, and non-successful people keep talking about why they can't do it.
Okay.
And so I say you jump in the pool. I mean, when I made the investment and literally jumped in the pool, but, you know, part of me was like, oh, my God. And I could see the value in each and every session, and it just kept building, and the dollars are there to prove it. So that's what's very important, is being willing to take the step that you need and investing yourself in your business.
Excellent.
That's the belief system I come from. Anytime somebody says they're going to do something, you know, I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to clean up my office. I'm going to make sure that I, you know, get all these cards ready to mail out. It just doesn't happen. So I say be successful. Take the first step.
Cool.
Well, this was fun, Terry.
It was. You know, it's one of those things that I never in a million years expected to be having this conversation. I really don't know what I really kind of thought I was going to. I kind of came into it with an open mind where I thought, okay, we'll basically show people how we can, you know, what goes on in a first kind of exploratory coaching session.
Right.
I really didn't know I was going to experience what I'm feeling now and reform my business.
Good.
I would have to
good,
say.
Good, good.
I mean, this is
good, good, good.
This is kind of blow me away type
stuff. You know, I do this thing called 5-minute coaching, and it's with people that have coached with me for a little while, so they know my style and they know how quickly we work. And in 5 minutes, we can move through so many things once they really understand how to do it. So coaching happens fast.
Phenomenal.
You're a great client.
Well, thank you.
No, I'm serious. You're a great client. You just pick things up. You move so quickly. Great. Fabulous.
Well, I think from my side of the table, I think a lot of the stuff is kind of sitting there in the back of my mind.
Yep.
It's just I never really bring it to the forefront. It never
mm-hmm.
pops out. And I mean, of course, the butt thing. That never even hit me before. And now it's just kind of so obvious. Well, yes. I mean, that was. I think that's what just suddenly broke through that glass ceiling.
Yeah, I do
too. It was just like an aha moment.
I do too. I heard that. I really heard that. When you let that in and you got that, you made a huge shift. I mean, I could definitely hear that, Terry. And in truth, what happens is we don't really hear ourselves talk, and we definitely don't hear ourselves think.
Right,
we're so busy chattering away. And so all of these answers, truly, and all of these thoughts are in there somewhere in you. I just needed to help you get it out and to hold the mirror up and say, now take a look at it.
Yeah.
But they're always there. My favorite conversation with one of my coaches was that I literally talked for 1 hour. Okay, I never let him say a word. I just was in this high stress day, and I was like, blah, 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 blah. I just went through this whole thing, and at the end of like 57 minutes, I went, oh, my God, I totally figured it out. This was the best coaching session I've ever had. You're brilliant. And my coach said, you know, Terry, I've been on the call with you for 57 minutes, and I've never said anything. You're brilliant as a client who can talk out loud and figure what you need. So a lot of coaching is that, but it's asking the powerful questions and holding up the powerful observations and not being afraid to speak my truth that gets the client to really take a look at things.
Exactly. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head. It's really the questions.
It is. If we could get into our brains and reprogram them with all the right questions, oh, my gosh, we would be having anything and everything we wanted. It would just be the easiest thing. We'd be living in a flow state. But we ask ourselves really bad questions. I mean, really bad. They're formulated bad. They're negative. And we constantly are chattering negative thoughts to ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's what we have to stop, and that's something that I believe human beings can learn to change. They don't go away. They do not go away. But when you notice them, you don't give as much credence to them.
You know what just hit me? Just as you're talking just there now, a lot of what I'm doing is the detail side of things and getting right in and doing the day-to-day stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a large company,
mm-hmm.
I'd be a worker.
Yep.
I need to take myself up one level, like take kind of a high-level overview and design the company first before I get in and start working it.